It's 12 foot tall in a standing position, so it's on its 2 feet, and then the arms are in a sort of like a dancing bear position, so one's straight out horizontally and the other one's sort of 45 degree angle, and it's done in a sort of patchwork geometric style, I guess. The cladding's all squares or straight line shapes, so triangles, hexagons, which gives it a very geometric angular design. And then painting's two shades of grey. Each piece is painted individually, so then when you step back, it looks quite like camouflage in a way. Yeah.
How did you go about building the Barefoot statue?
It's based loosely on drawings, photographs, and a toy model bear. It's made all of wood. It's got an internal framework, which is like the strong bit, which goes up the middle of it, and then it's cased like a skeleton, which makes the shape of it, and then those pieces come apart so you can piece it together like a jigsaw.
So how did you feel when you were first told to make a giant bear statue?
I do sculpture anyway. I haven't done anything on that size before. 12 foot is how tall it is. On top of a 3 foot base, so it's 15 foot. So the tallest I'd done before was 5 foot, so it was quite a big step for myself. All the structural side I'd never done before. I do work in wood anyway, but because of the size, it has to be so much safer and in the public space. So we had to work with a structural engineer who actually failed it initially. I had to redo the structure. It wasn't strong enough. I had to reinforce some of it with metal where it pivots at the feet. So it was a big challenge, that just the scale of it and the weight and the amount of time it took. It took 10 months, pushing on to a year to make. Yeah, and also just scaling it up, the shape, to make it look like a bear. It's quite difficult on that size. I mean, you just got to go up and down scaffolding all the time, and it was done quite freestyle, really. I had a rough plan, but I sort of started at the bottom and slowly worked my way up, building it out. And actually, when I got to the top initially, just doing the rough outline, it was too skinny because I'd been quite tentative. I had to pull it out, and then the cladding again brings it out a bit more, so you have to kind of allow for all that.
Do you know why they named the bear Ursa? Was that your choice? Or
It wasn't actually my idea. Ursa actually means bear in Latin, which I didn't know about.
How did you feel when you finally made it?
Well, and got it up there. Very proud, relieved, because I'd been quite nervous about the whole event, because there was an event, the mayor came down and unveiled it, and there's an audience, which isn't my area. Probably the biggest achievement I've done for me, so yeah, it's great. I support the ethos of PRC and the Bear Pit Improvement Group, and it's great to do something for that. I'm from Bristol, I've seen the Bear Pit change over the last few years, and it's great to be a part of that, really.